The First Day of Summer, A Tale of Lipari by Rob Haynes. Theodore couldn't remember a year like it, in all his decades of running a business on the Quai de Tournelle, on the banks of the Sicorne River. April showers turned into endless, dreary May drizzle, soaking the ladies and gentlemen who crowded into his wine shop, and filling the air with a miasma of sweat and mould. May drizzle was nothing but mild inconvenience by comparison to the storms which June brought, torrential downpours which swelled the river and dissuaded people from leaving their houses at all. Theodore had watched the rising waters with trepidation from the front step of his shop, the same front step which, a week later, was stacked with stacks of sand, impotent against the flood waters which drowned the promenade, and which would have ruined the contents of Theodore's cellar if he hadn't spent 3 back-breaking days winching the oak barrels into his already crowded apartment above the shop. And then July had dawned, overcast and surly, a disposition it shared with many of Lipari's citizens, bringing neither further catastrophe nor respite. Until at last, as July began to wane, Theodore awoke to the sun gleaming off the iron bands around the barrels at the foot of his bed. The air still smelled of sewage and damp, but it brought the promise of fine days to come. How long it would last, Theodore dared not guess. But as the river slipped below its banks once more, he descended into his wine shop with a mop and broom, flung the windows wide, and let summer in for another year. That was a postcard from Lipari. For more stories, please visit liparicuisine.blogspot.com or subscribe on iTunes. Music by kind permission of Wolfgang Tobai. You can find him on YouTube as Libertango Vion Rose. Full details and links are on the blog.